gospel is still going out. Men, women, boys, and girls. And I'm glad the blood still saves. If you have a Bible tonight, if you turn with us over the book of Genesis, chapter number 11. Book of Genesis, chapter number 11. We've seen this text once this morning in Sunday school, and I want to use part of this tonight and draw a reference text out of it. The thought tonight, if you'd stand with us, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God found in the book of Genesis, chapter number 11. And the Bible said, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. They said one to another, 'Go to and let us make brick, and burn them throughly.' And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. They said, 'Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth.' And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. The Lord said, 'Behold, the people's one. They have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build a city. And therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all of the earth." Thank you for standing tonight. Father, we come to you now. I ask you that you would help us. God, just set an angel of watch about us. We wouldn't say anything you wouldn't be pleased with tonight. I pray you'd bring the things to my heart that you showed me, and let us be a blessing to your people. Thank you for those, Lord, that you saved as of late. And thank you, God, that you're still saving, O sinners. Move on us now, and we'll be grateful in Christ's name. Amen. And amen. I'm interested in the text verse tonight, where the Bible said in verse number 4, they said, "Go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven. Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men had builded. I want to preach on this topic this evening on leaving God out. Leaving God out. We live in a day and an hour when people don't think much of God anymore. We have a lot of people that want to have big reputations and building big cities and monuments. And we have an illustration before us here tonight. I want to say, first of all, when you leave God out, empires fall. Empires fall. Now, first of all, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Wouldn't that be a blessing as we'd travel overseas? We wouldn't need an interpreter to preach. And wouldn't that be a blessing that now we wouldn't have to call in our country and say for English press one or another dialect press two? Amen. But certainly everybody talked to the same language. And we notice here that they had something that we don't want any part of. They left God out. And certainly when we leave God out, all empires fall. Verse number 3, notice how they built. The Bible said, "And they said one to another, 'Go to, let us make brick.'" Now I'm going to tell you something. You get a lot of people together, you can build a lot of things, you can have a lot of noise, and you can have a lot of splendor, but you won't get much rain out of it. Boy, you know, it amazes me of how that when people get together, they have ideas of what they need to do. And certainly when we leave God out of our ideas, it's not going to end up very good. And so they said, "Now, let us make brick and burn them throughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven, and let us make us a name." Now, look how they built. First of all, we see their counsel for construction. The first thing before we ever build, we should say, "Lord, give us direction of how to build. Because unless God builds the house, it will fall. Young people, you can make all the money in the world. You can hold the most prestige jobs in the country. You can build the most wonderful homes that any structure can have. But honey, if God's not in the middle of it, it's going to come down on you. And there's a lot of churches, they trying to build them a name and get a big reputation. But honey, let me tell you something. Unless God builds the house, it'll fall. So we see here how they built. Their council for construction, and then we notice their components for construction. They was building with the right things. You see, this is some 100 years after the flood, and some of the commentators will say that there was some 30,000 people together at this time. And boy, that's a lot of effort. That's a lot of things going on in building, and the Bible said that they made their bricks and they burned them through and through. In other words, they had good material. Here the Bible said that they used slime, which was a type of pitch, and it was the best of the day. But honey, let me tell you, it's not in the sticks and the bricks. It's if God is in the midst of it or not. And so certainly it's how they built. And then in verse 4, look at how they bragged. You know, you've heard those saying, windy britches. Amen. Boy, you get around somebody that brags. You know, if a fella, I found this out. If you hear of a man that say that he can play golf and he's better than anybody in the country, he ain't got to brag about it. Just go play and see how good he is. Let the scorecard do the talking. Amen. And we ain't got to brag on nothing. Just let God be the end of all the say-so. And so, certainly how they brag. Now, let's build us a name. You know, a name is important. But let me tell you, if God hadn't got His name on it, I don't want no part of it. And so, certainly how they built and how they brag. You know, the devil was good at bragging. In Isaiah chapter number 14, a lot of people wonder why the devil was thrown out of heaven. Because he was a bragger. He was full of pride. The Bible said in Isaiah 14, verse 12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I'll be like the Most High." Well, let me tell you something. God is not a co-pilot, neighbor. If God can't drive, I done found out He ain't going to ride. And so if you got that bumper sticker that's so silly that God's my co-pilot, I'd try to go over yonder to the Rollins car lot and get that thing took off this week at the detail shop. Amen. And so certainly how they built, but how they brag. Let me tell you, if we got anything to brag about in this ministry, honey, let me tell you, all we can do is say to God be the glory. We know who pays the bills here. Amen. Rich people don't hang around here long because they can't run the show. Amen. You can do with that whatever you want to do with that. It's not wrong with having things. It's just wrong when things have us. So thank God that we pastor well to do people. But honey, let me tell you something. This ain't us. This is God's house. Amen. And I'm glad the Lord's in the house tonight. How they built, how they bragged. You know something, we better be careful about this eye business. It'll get us in trouble. Samson used it a lot. Matter of fact, we better be careful when we talk about I'm going to do something. Have you ever said that you wasn't going to do something and you found yourself doing it? Crow goes down hard, don't it? And so that's why the Bible says that we ought to use our word seasoned with salt. We may have to eat a few of them. But certainly how they built, how they bragged. Verse 4, look how they believed. Said they was going to build them a tower to heaven, and they're going to make a name. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says that pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And it's not how high things get and how big things get. It's God getting the honor and the glory out of all of it. Amen. And so certainly how they believe. There's only one way to heaven tonight.
And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. You can build every tower, you can build every set of stairs you want, you'll never get to heaven without the blood of His darling Son. So certainly I'm glad tonight that we've been taught how to believe right. Now without Christ, empires fall. How they built, how they bragged, how they believed. In verse 8, look at how they bailed out. Well, they was going to do something, but God said, no, you're not. I'm going to fix it for you. He said, verse 7, go to, let us go down. Still the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And there confound their language. So the Lord scattered them abroad from the face of the earth, and they left off to build the city. You know what they done? They bailed out. I know a lot of people talk big till God shows up, and then they bail out. Amen. Don't get quiet on me now tonight. And so certainly, without Christ, empires fall. You know, the New York Towers, they were something to look at. But you know, we found out real quickly they could come down. You remember the Titanic, the largest ship, started being built in 1909. It was nearly 3 football fields long. And some goofy person said, not even God can sink the Titanic. Guess what? Empires fall without God, neighbor. And some 1,500 to 1,800 souls went out and met God on that cold morning. And I'm going to tell you, we better be careful not to leave God out in what we're doing. And so a lot of times we find in leaving God out, always them empires fall. Psalms 9, verse 17, you ought to underline this in your Bible. I wish that all of our legislation could read this at all of their meetings. Boy, how I wish that our country could get back to this verse and realize that Psalms 9, verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Well, what about America, Pastor? Hasn't she been the apple of God's eye? Oh, America's been blessed so much. But let me tell you something, trouble's here and trouble's coming. Because we've turned our back on the God of our forefathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all empires fall without Jesus. Wouldn't it be so refreshing for a candidate to get up and say, you know what, I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box, and I can't fix this country overnight, and I can't pull morality out of the gutter in one night, but I tell you what I can do. If we would just all bow our head and quit taking this time out business. What? God said pray. He didn't say nothing about taking time out. He said pray. And if he would just simply say, you know what, I'm going to get on my knees, y'all help me to pray, and God will fix our country. There's nothing too hard for the Lord tonight. Boy, wouldn't that be so refreshing if we could put God back in our nation. It scares me for my grandyounguns tonight. Of what's coming, what they're going to face in this day and this hour. Matter of fact, you young people tonight, you're going to see the time when a man can't get up in a pulpit like this and preach this book the way our forefathers have preached it through the years without it being a hate crime. They'll lock a preacher up the way we are tonight. And it's coming to America. We've turned our back on God. When you leave God out, empires fall. Number two, when you leave God out, images fail. Look in 1 Samuel chapter number 5 and verse number 1. 1 Samuel chapter number 5 and verse number 1. The Philistines now, they stole the Ark of God from Israel. And the Philistines, being the enemy of God's people, they took the Ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer into Ashdod. And the Philistines took the Ark of God and they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the Ark of the Lord. They took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon, both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. On the stump of Dagon was left to him. Now, certainly, images fail. I would hate to know that I had to pull my God out and set Him up. You know, the Lord says something in Psalms 115 and verse number 9. Psalms 115 and verse number 9 about idols. Look what He had to say about it. Psalms 115, 1 through 9. He says, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but in Thy name give glory for Thy mercy and for Thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever it hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses they have, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them." Now, images fail. Here Dagon fell on his face before the God of Israel. You see, they had to pull out their God. Then number two, they had to prop up their God. I'm glad we don't have to prop our God up. And then they had to put back together their God. Boy, I'm sure glad we don't have to put our God back together. Matter of fact, how many times has our God put us back together? And so without God, empires fall and images fail. And then lastly, I want to say, without God, imposters fade away. Psalms chapter number 1. Young people, listen to the preacher tonight. It'd do good that this would be you a good Bible verse to learn and to live out of in Psalms 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. They are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." The imposters flee. You know something? The Bible said they simply just fade away. I've heard a lot of people had new ideas about they got a new revelation from God and they found out a new way to get to heaven. But there's only one way to heaven tonight. And that's through the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, imposters, they soon fade away. How many people have you seen fly by night people and they had new gimmicks and new ideas? We live in a day and hour when now many churches, they have games and gimmicks and gadgets just to draw a crowd, turn into entertainment. They quit preaching and quit singing old songs and quit using the altar and quit praising God. All that's in our Bible and still right to go to church. And I've heard of people, man, they building something big and the Lord's not in it, and it looks real good for a little while, but before long it goes to nothing. Boy, I'm glad we're on the solid rock of the Lord Jesus tonight. Are we perfect? No, but we are forgiven. And I'm glad our name is yonder in glory land world. In 2 John, verse number 7 tonight, 2 John, and verse number 7, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." Imposters fade away. I've heard a lot of people say, well, we're going to do this and do that. And you know, this book is not right. We're going to change our book. We're going to change everything we're doing. We're going to a new way. You mark this down, friend. It won't be long. It'll all fade away. But God's Word is preserved forever. This book's going to stand when the world is a burning. Hebrews 10 and 38 tonight. If you look at the last place we'd go to, Hebrews 10, verse number 38. Here the Bible says this, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Oh, tonight I'm glad that I know that I know that I know that the God of this Bible lives in my heart. I'm glad I've been born again by the grace of God. And you know, people that they've got a new formula, a new way of doing things, I'd be careful about that tonight. I'd just stay with the stuff. What has proved the test of time? Because you know something? If he's not in it, I don't want to be a part of it. And I bless him tonight. Stand with us, if you would, all around the house. I appreciate you being here this evening. I appreciate those that have come to be baptized. And Miss Julie, if you would you come? I want you to play something tonight. And I want our people just to turn around and shake hands with one another tonight and tell folks that they're glad they're here. Turn around tonight. Tell folks you're glad that they came to the service tonight.